Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people of God. Hallelujah. We're so glad to be back with you again here tonight. This is Apostle Keith Williams here on the Victory Praise Radio broadcast, and I'm so glad to be with you one more time here. Praise God. And you know, we bring you all of the great information of the kingdom of God and the people of God and what the people of God is doing in this world today. And, you know, I sent out to let you all know I have a great man of God that is with us here on the show today, powerful man of God, great friend of mine. Hallelujah. And he's just going to share from his heart, praise God, a man of God that have been to the top. Young men, if you're listening to this right now, young man that has been to the NFL, been in college, and he's going to share some stuff with you today, young people. But today is an awesome day because this is the day that God has made. And we always should rejoice and be glad in it. But I'm not going to prolong the time. You know I always come with an encouraging word, but I feel like we're going to get right into this thing. We have my great friend with me today from former University of Miami football player and former Kansas City Chief is on the line with me today. Hey, man of God, Donnell, how are you today, sir?
What's going on, brother?
All right, man, how's everything going there, man? How you doing, brother?
Man, tremendously blessed, man. That's a big introduction, bro.
Oh, man, I'm honored to have you here with us, man. And you know, one thing about it for sure is that, you know, I never take for granted great friendship, and I never take for granted the things that God has the men and women of God that are doing in this season right now. And I know God have you doing some awesome work, man. And but just to start off, where did you actually grow up at? Did you grow up in Fort Lauderdale? Was it away from Fort Lauderdale? Where did you actually come up at?
Exit 36, bro. Pompano Beach, Florida.
Come on, man. Yes, sir. Exit 36, man. Wow. When did you actually know yourself that you had this gift, this talent that you came up with playing football, man? When was it that you learned that you had that gift?
Pretty much a late bloomer, man. I was always a worker. I was a big kid, so, you know, that got me in the door. But interesting enough, when I was 9 years old, I was I had to play on the 110-pound team for the Pompano Chiefs. So my skill set hadn't gotten in. That was my first year playing. Hadn't caught up to my body yet. And so I kind of was a little awkward that first year playing nose guard, defensive tackle. And I just started to work, and I just worked profusely. I wasn't one of those kids that was worried about the outcome. I didn't have a dream or goal to make it to the NFL. I mean, it was a little different then. We didn't get as much as these kids get with the social media and seeing the guys and things of that sort. So when I was coming up, man, I just worked. I just wanted to be the best in my neighborhood. I wanted to be the best of my school. And then it, you know, manifested itself once, you know, I got into high school, my sophomore and junior year, my name started circulating around. But even when I got to college, you know, I just loved playing for the Hurricanes. I wasn't thinking about coming out early or any of that stuff. The way it happened was, a young lady in our public relations office was dating a guy, and he wanted to be an agent. And so he said, hey, there's two other fullbacks. One was William Floyd. Another one was a guy from, I don't remember his name, from Ohio State. And them the only two fullbacks on paper that are better than you. But if you go and do your thing at the combine and you do your thing at the workouts, you know, you can easily be the second fullback taken. But, you know, if you work hard enough, you know, you can be the first fullback taken, and we'll see. So I just started working. and I worked, you know, each time it was that goal. Like, in the first, I wanted to be the best for the Pompano Chiefs. Then when I got to Cardinal Gibbons, I wanted to be the best there. And then when I got to Miami, I wanted to be the best there. And once the goal of going to the NFL was in front of me, I wanted to make sure that I was one of the best. And that's the way I work on a regular basis.
Wow, man. And it was all, you know, like you're saying, it was all like a mindset to you, man. You know, you had to develop that mindset to want to do it, to want to get it done. You had that drive and a mindset. And, you know, because there's a lot of kids, a lot of young people, I think, that are listening to this right now. And a lot of them have this thinking that, hey, man, when I make it to the league, all my problems will be over. You know, I could do what I want to do. I could just have it my way. What would you say to a kid to have that kind of mindset?
Well, you won't be there for long if you got that type of mindset. One of the things a lot of people say is NFL stands for not for long, and it's the competition. And I tell the kids, too, when I talk to them, in my opinion, and, you know, I don't have any data to back it up, but I think the difference between high school, college, and pros, of course, the obvious, you know, as a pro, every day, all day, all you're doing is football. In college, you know, it's a little more than it would be in high school. But I think the biggest difference, in my opinion, is like in high school, you might be the best player on your team. And then the next guy may be two or three notches behind you. When you get to college, you'll have four or five of them guys on the team, on the field together. You know, maybe, you know, Alabama and Clemson maybe have six or seven. But then when you get to the three-letter league, man, you know, you most of the time, you're playing with 10 people, at least. You know, so it's in my opinion, that's the difference. But, I mean, there's other details that go into the game as a pro. I'm not trying to minimize the effect of being a pro to a high school athlete, but I'm saying, theoretically, that's the biggest difference.
Wow. My God. And you and God, you know, God blessed you, man. I mean, God really anointed you to do what you do and to play as long as you play. You know, God had the anointing on you. He instilled that gift in you to be able to do that. And even right now, even after football, you're doing a lot of stuff with helping kids, helping families. What are some of the things that you're doing now, helping these young kids and just instill it on the inside of them?
It's like, I know one of the biggest things that the higher up we went, the more the team concept was preached. And when you can be a good teammate, is similar to being a good Christian.
Yes.
Things that you have to go through, the hardships that you have to go through, and then being a type of person that cares more for other people, all that goes right back to your walk with Christ. So on a daily basis, that's pretty much how I try to operate, you know, in my household, starting with my wife and then my kids. And then, you know, I coached at Cardinal Gibbons this past season. I was there for like 4 or 5 years. My sons went to school there, played football, and mentored a lot of kids in that tenure. But I was a head coach at Northeast for 4 or 5 years. Coached at Boca High for a year, Coral Springs Christian for a couple years. And in the youth level for a couple of years. And right now I sit on the board of Pop Warner, and I'm talking about ways to make it better and to keep the dynamic of football alive, because, you know, with the concussions and the injuries and some other things, you know, some of the parents are thinking that it's a sport that they don't want their kids to participate in. So I do a lot of work with Pop Warner in that fashion. And I work with a program called ACE, out of Palm Beach, and it's a mentoring service, and they do a lot of work in Belglades and Palm Beach and down in Miami. And then this year, I will have a role in FCA. So I'm not sure if it'll be on the board of directors or actively, you know, getting out and ministering things of that sort to the kids. So I'm always in the community, man, always trying to give back, man, always trying to let the people know that it's about people. I mean, all the blessings we get, they come from people. When God wants to use us, he uses us to bless somebody else, and he uses other people to bless us. So.
Wow. And that's the amazing thing right there. When we can understand that God positioned us to give back to other people or to help people, that's where I find, you know, my greatest passion is just helping people, you know, by being a pastor for so many years. I love to see the people increasing and becoming what God want them to become. And I know that's something that's in your heart, man. I remember because you know, when you came over to speak to the young kids, man, I mean, that was just an awesome time at the church, man. And just shared your heart to the kids. And we really enjoyed that day, man. That was an awesome day, man.
And
we gotta do that with a kid, man.
Man,
gotta do it again.
We got to, bro.
Yeah, man. What do you miss the most about being on the field, man, or playing in the league? What do you miss the most with that?
Listen, bro, the same thing, bro. It's the team, bro. You know, couple days ago, maybe a week or so ago, Marcus Allen, Kimber Landers, myself, Tony Richardson, and our running back coach, Jimmy Ray, we was all on the phone together, you know, just talking. And we just talked about those aspects of the game, like the things that Marcus brought to the room, the things that I brought to the room, the things that Kimber brought to the room, and then Jimmy Ray holding us all together, teaching us how to be better men, like all that stuff was tied into the game of football, man. So, I just say the thing you miss the most, man, is the team and the preparation and the being on time where you are, knowing that somebody else is counting on you and you can't let them down. You know, that feeling, that part of the game, man, when you get to that mindset, that you know that it's 10 other guys out there that's counting on you, and they're blindly going to do their job knowing that you're going to do your job. And if you don't, then everybody caught off guard or surprised. And, you know, that kind of stuff, man, I miss that part of the game. And them paychecks,
wow.
I ain't gonna tell that story.
I knew that one was going to come in there too soon, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, man. And you know, I know we all know, you know, your former team, man. You know, they took it to the highs last year, man. I mean, how was that for you, man? How was that? I know, man, you was in there somewhere, man. I know you was.
Hey, man, listen, boy. That was a long time coming, man. And just to see how it was done was really nice, man. To come from behind that late in the game, man, that showed some character, bro. That showed a lot of character in them guys, man.
Wow. And that's good, man. That was a phenomenal Super Bowl. And one thing, you know, me and my wife always say too is that, you know, the one thing that I know a lot of guys like yourself, you know, we had Kenny on last week. We had Damian on last week as well. And, you know, one thing about it is that it's a lot of guys that have been to the league or have played structured football that they have a mindset to work together as a team or to how to build together and being able to have a mindset that drive to get it done and don't take no for an answer. And,
right.
you know, that's one great thing right there, just not taking no for an answer. And I know that there's some things that you sought out to do that maybe it didn't come out right the way you wanted to, but you didn't give up. You know, you kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And you know, and I know that you're doing a lot of great work, man, and I compliment you for the stuff that you're doing right now.
I appreciate that, bro, man. And we just try to give everybody the opportunity, man. I think, in my opinion, again, the difference, like me and my sons have this conversation, you know, like when I was growing up and versus them. And I think now the athletes put more emphasis on the outcome. Like they want to be able to post it on social media. They want to be able to the shine immediately. And when we grew up, we would just go and work, bro. Like I ain't saying it was a secret or whatever the case was. And then like they're comparing Jordan and LeBron now. I think LeBron is a better athlete than Jordan, even though I think Jordan was an elite athlete. But I think that just the way Jordan approached the game, the dominance of the game, like LeBron, he don't have that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know what it is. Who's the greatest? Man, listen. Mm. That's you know, that goes back to Tom Brady's question. Is he the greatest quarterback to play the game? I don't know if he's the greatest quarterback. He's the most accomplished. He's definitely the most accomplished. But there's some guys, athletically, in my opinion, can throw the ball a little better than Tom Brady. Do that make him a better quarterback? I don't know. But that's just my opinion, man. I look at things a little differently. But, you know, if we all have the same mindset of helping people along the way as we become successful, then our successes mean more. Means more to you. So, you know, that's pretty much how I operate on a regular basis.
Man, wow, that's awesome, man. And you know, one thing I'm big on also, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, your wife, you know, I'm big on family, man. You know, I'm big on family. And one thing that I know about you, man, that's one thing that you big on also is your family, man. I mean, you don't put nothing before your family. I mean, loving wife, she loves you, you love her, and y'all been together a long time, man. A very long time.
I've been married for 20 years. It's our 21st year.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
We met when I was in high school, though. My sophomore year in high school.
My God. Me and my wife just celebrated our 23rd anniversary this year, man. I made 23 years, and man, I tell you, you know, it seems like yesterday that we met. You know, it just seems like yesterday. Like yesterday,
man.
But, wow.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations to you, man.
Yeah, what are some of the things, because I know a lot of and especially a lot of our younger kids right now that's coming up, you know, getting married, maybe playing any type of sport and so forth. What are some of the things that maybe you could say to them dealing with family if they're married? What are some of the things you could say to them to help them keep it in the road, man? Just keep it straight, you know, just keep it right there in the road, man, between them and their wife. And, you know, what are some of the encouraging things you can say to them?
Well, I mean, the bottom line, biggest thing I would say is you have to care about doing the right thing. Are you going to always do the right thing? No, you're not. We all fall short. We all make a mistake, whatever. but you got to care about doing the right thing. If you care about doing the right thing, you'll minimize the wrong things that you do, and then that is going to enhance the relationship. However, a friend or girlfriend, husband and wife, kids, parents, whatever, you just have to, it's got to bother you if you got to tell a lie. If it don't bother you, get to the point to where it don't bother you, you can just lie to her or lie to him, and it ain't no issue to you, then, like, you wasting your time, bro. But as long as you care about doing the right thing in a relationship on a daily basis, you're going to somewhat be successful. I mean, both parties got to be that way. So.
My God. because a lot of young kids, you know, they see, and it's sad now, you know, I'm trying to reach a lot of young kids to let them know, listen, you know, marriage is not like a revolving door. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it should be when you get married, that's it. You know what I'm saying? But it shouldn't be a revolving door to where, hey, you know, I don't like you no more. You know, I want to get a divorce. Those are the kind of things that I really feel like that we gotta reach this young generation, let them know. Listen, man, marriage is real, man. This is what you put in it, you know. Especially if you're an athlete, you know what I'm saying? Because other kids look up to people like yourself. You know, words come from you versus somebody else. They'll listen to you first because a lot of them look up to you. They look up
definitely
to you. And and that's the amazing part about it, and that's why I really thank God that you're doing what you're doing, you know, just reaching the young people.
And if you're an athlete, every part of your fiber in your body has to be about winning. You can't be a sometimes winner. If you're going to win on the football field or the basketball court or whatever sport you're in, you got to win in the classroom. You got to win at the crib. Like, all those things are related to the game of football. Making up your bed, cleaning up your room, all that other stuff. It's just like the game of football. Start fast, first down, manage second down, convert third down, finish on fourth down. It's the same thing in life. So if you take those same principles and you try to enhance your weaknesses and make your weaknesses a daily part of your life, then you'll start to see some of the successes you're looking for.
Man, that's good, man. That's good. That's good. Have you ever had a point in your life to where it got so tough, you know, whether it was on the field or in practice or wherever it was, that it got so tough to where you question, like, man, can I really do this? I mean, because some people look at us like, oh, no, man, yeah, you done did everything. You know, you ain't had no problem. You ain't no issue. But have you ever been at a point to where it's like, wow, man, this one, I don't know, man. You know, I got to really do this right here. Have you ever had that kind of thing happen in your life before?
Bro, I just told you I've been married for 20 years, bro. But it's been that's a part of life, man. It's been several third and shorts, fourth and shorts, and in my life. And I've converted more of them than I didn't convert. So that's just a part of it, man. It ain't no secret. It ain't nothing that you can tell somebody how to handle it or how to avoid them. They coming. When they come, you just got to be ready to convert. And that's what we do. You know, I mean, if my wife and I have a difference of opinion, you know, we'll discuss it. You know, if it gets to the point to where she raises her voice and I raise my voice, you know, that's a part of it, you know, but it's never out of disrespect, never going to be malice intent. And then, you know, you try not to go to bed mad or whatever the case is and talk about it. And it's the same thing on the football field, the same thing in the grocery store, or when somebody cuts you off in the street. All those things are the same things. You have to care about wanting to affect the person in a positive manner.
Wow. And that's caring about the person that you're with, or caring about the person
right.
that you're dealing with at that point in time. You're right. You're right. Wow. That's good, man. That is good. You know, I know you've seen also, man, that we had, man, it's so sad yesterday. Boy, I mean, it really struck me, man, you know, hearing about Don Shula, man. That was like wow, man. I mean, a legend gone, man. You know, a legend gone. I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. But you know, I know we all have that day, you know, that we have to go. But did you have any members with Don Shula, man? You know, did you have any thing going with Don Shula?
I did not. I mean, growing up here in South Florida, you know, I watched him quite a bit, and he was an icon. And, you know, everybody knew who he was, and you know that was he was big time. You know, and I know a lot of the players that have played for him, and they've told me one thing about him is he was about people. You know, he had a system, and his system was tough. And when it came in, and people didn't understand that type of work mentality, but listen. The results speak for themselves. So,
Wow, my God, yeah, that's true, man. I really felt that one yesterday, and man, he's really gonna be missed. And but now, how do you think Kansas City gonna do this year, man? I know that they done, you know, they took it last year. You think they could do it again this year?
Of course, man.
I knew you were going to say that. That was coming out. Wow. Yeah.
Man,
I didn't see all the
draft
picks this year.
San Francisco is going to be a problem. I don't think they're going nowhere no time soon. You know, Baltimore, because it, I mean, this. Listen, I like the fact that there's some good football being played.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Man, do you think we'll be starting on time this year, man? You think we'll get some kind of football in?
I think so. I think, you know, they're going to do something. I don't know about the fans, or I don't know how they're going to do that aspect of it, but I think, you know, barring something unseen, I think you'll have some football.
Man, wow, that's good, man. That's good. And you know, because that's one thing that I know, man. That football season is like, man, you can't live without it, man. You can't live without that one. You know, basketball is okay, but when football come in, that's us, man. You know, that's us.
Yeah, hey, listen, that's, bro. Man. You know, I think. You know, this reset, that's what I call it. I think this reset button was needed, man. I mean, you know, as for me and my family, I mean, we learned a lot about each other. When I say us, I mean, I'm talking about, like, Donnell had been in college, away to college for a year, and now he was back home and having to readjust himself, like, things like that. And then we got to experience each other at a different phase of it. You know what I'm saying? And life. Now, Coleman is a senior in high school, so now he kind of stepped out of his shell, and he's becoming a man, and he going off to college next year. And so he was, you know, I can make these decisions, or what you think about this, Dad. And we had some pretty in-depth conversations and talked about some good facets of life that they're going to be partaking in as this journey continues, and it was needed, bro. It was needed. We got a chance to sit down, listen to God, talk to God, talk to each other, spend quality time with each other, and I think, you know, on the other side of this, I think it's going to be nothing but great things.
Yes, yes, I really believe that. I really believe that. Man, are they following in your same footsteps, man? You know your
well,
boy, are they following
in
your footsteps?
I would like for them to follow in my footsteps for trying to care about being a good person. That's my biggest thing. If they play football, we're going to support them. You know, both everybody's going through college. My oldest son got his master's degree this year. Donnell is in college. Coleman is on his way to Bucknell. So, like, that part of it, I can't say enough. If they play football, if they go to the league, it'll be amazing. Now, we're going to jump up and down and dance and all that stuff, man. But I'm more big on them knowing how to treat women, knowing how to treat other people, knowing how to be a good person. That's my biggest thing.
Wow. And that's good, too, man. That's the first thing that I think that we as men should teach our young men, man, especially, you know, how to treat women. You know, just like you said, man, I mean, how to be men. That's the first thing that we should teach them. And, man, because once they learn that, man, I mean, the sky is the limit with having the right person. You know, it's just treating everyone right, you know, with the respect that you would want back as well. You know, having the same thing, and you know, this is just awesome. I tell people all the time, it's nothing like having good friends. You know, a good friend, and especially those that's not like, you know, big eyes and little U's. You know, and but I've always known you to be the same person, man. You know, the same person. And that's one thing I thank God for you about, man, is just being the same person of who you are. You know, you know, you get what you get. this is what it is. This is what it is.
I have some things that I have to continuously work on. Like one of the things is me saying I'm going to call you back and don't call back. Like, I struggle with that, bro. I ain't not gonna sit here and lie to you. I struggle with that.
You busy,
and
man.
Now,
you busy, bro.
Yeah, but it ain't. Like, I just don't believe in that. I just don't believe that you're too busy to call back. I forget. That's my biggest thing. I forget. Like, something else will happen, and I'll be on thinking about how I'm gonna do this or how I'm gonna get this done. And I done forgot. And then by the time I look up, you calling me back, and I forgot, bro.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, man. My wife has to remind me all the time about doing stuff, man. I forget in a heartbeat, man. I sure will. I will forget in a heartbeat, man. So what are some of the things you got in the making right now, man? What does God have you doing right now for the kingdom, man?
Like I say, this year I am going to be a part of Fellowship of Christian Athletes in some capacity. I'm gonna take a step back from being over at Gibbons for a while, and then I'm gonna focus on. I got two boys in college not playing on Saturday, so I know I'm going to have to be going to Philly to see Coleman play in different places. And then my wife may go to, you know, Donnell game. We may separate. We're going to go to some games together. So I didn't want anything to interfere with that. So I was like, you know what? You know, especially this year, I'm going on and free my schedule up a little bit. And so the FCA be something that I will definitely be doing. I am going to still be involved with the ACE program and doing some mentoring classes from that standpoint. And other than that, I'm just trying to be the best husband, father, Christian husband, father I can be.
Yes. Wow, man. When you're doing the mentoring, is that basically like, do you get referrals for kids that need that, or these are just people that God just brings down your path, you know?
Well, whatever. Like, I mean, if you know, sometimes kids call me. Sometimes I'm in a place and an opportunity to mentor comes up, and I don't shy away from it or whatever. But with the ACE program, it's more structured, and with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I'm pretty sure that's going to be structured as well. So we'll see. I'll let you know when we start doing some stuff, and I'm gonna be calling on you to come with me now sometime.
Sure. You know I'm in that. You know I'm definitely in that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I thank God that you accepted the invitation and come on with me today, man. You put down some stuff.
you thought about the
little people. You thought about the little people.
Stop it, bro. I don't even try that, bro. I'm right down there with the rest of the little people.
Man, what's on the agenda for Mother's Day, man? What you doing?
Man, me and the boys, we tried to do something different this year. So we've been, every day, we've been doing some little things for the wife that let her know that we are aware of the things that she appreciates, like her little special candy, her chips that she likes. You know, nothing big. Just small things, bro. You know, can't really go out and do the things that you want to do, so we had to get a little creative.
Yeah, man. Damn, you got to do that these days, man. You definitely
got
to do that.
What you got going on?
I'm gonna do a little cooking for the wife and my daughter this week, you know, this weekend, and I'm gonna cook up probably some oxtails and collard greens, and just let them kick back. And you know, I've been just trying to spend more time with the wife too, you know, because I still been working a lot, but you know, I try to take that time with the wife as well, and with church and everything going.
So, I want me a plate of oxtails and collard greens. So let me cook it up.
Come
for me
on,
to come get me a plate. Don't tell
me.
I'm for real, bro. Don't be talking about no come on now. I'm for real.
Yes, come on, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's gonna be good, man. It's
and don't put me no four oxtails on there either.
You want a whole plate full, huh? Wow, man. How's the? I don't know if you had a chance to make it down, you know, before all this stuff hit, man. Down to the school, man, to see how the boys looking this year, man. See how they looking.
No, I haven't, man. I do have confidence in Manny.
Yeah.
I have not had a chance to go down and see anything, and. Bro, it's a process, bro. You know, bro. You got to get them kids in, man. Right now, it's recruiting is just hard to do, bro. It's just hard to do. Them kids either want to go for somebody that's going is a fast track to the NFL, somebody that's going to win a national championship, or somebody that's got some other stuff. Some girls, the uniforms, the coach, assistant coach, something that's an intangible to hold on to. And if you ain't got two out of the three of them, you're in trouble. If you got one, you all right, man. But that's just how the game is right now. Now, bro, this is about to be either a very slippery slope. Or some things gonna have to change, because if they gonna give an extra year to some kids, and now I heard some kids talking about they were gonna waive the, I don't know if they've done it or not yet, but the NCAA was waiving the test scores this year.
Wow.
So man. They were, because it wasn't nobody able to go and take the SAT or the ACT.
Oh man.
So I don't know if that's, you know, I just heard somebody talking about it. I don't know too much about that or whatever the case. But if they do that, man, it's gonna be some different stuff, bro.
Wow. So, wow. man. And that is, and man, the education is critical, man. It's crucial. You know, and you know, I've had I've talked to so many kids, man, and you know, and I've talked to one kid one time. He said, "Yeah, I could just have my girlfriend and do my work, and then I make it to the league." I'm like, "Dude, really? Are you serious?" I mean, that to me right there is like no self control with yourself or no kind of confidence, man. I mean, and it's like I had to really talk to him because a lot of them got this wrong sense of thinking that they can just slide by, you know. But we both know that ain't happening. You can't just slide by like that, man.
Bro, and no coach gonna want to hire no dude with that type of mentality, because he ain't gonna help me. The minute it don't go right, he gonna be the one that say, "I confess, you did it. Let me jump ship." Man, and you don't want them type of people on your team. Like, that's what I mean when I say, like, you can't be this superstar athlete off the field and just be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the field. And then off the field, just be this dude that is a raw mess up.
It don't
work like that, man. You gotta there's some kids out there that definitely has learning disabilities or processes things a little different. So I understand that, and I'm sensitive to that as well. But I'm saying for the majority, if you don't have a problem, but you just want to be lazy and not do nothing because the teacher going to pass you because you can play football or whatever, then your success on the football field is going to be like that too. Even if you're that good, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you.
Wow. You better point that. It's going to catch up to you. And it has to, man. It has to. Because you know, we both know games are not really won on the game field. They really won on the practice field. It's according to how you practice, man. However you practice is how you gonna play. You know, and it's the same thing, like you said, go with life. You know, however you do, that's gonna be the outcome. You know, and you know, I think, and just like the Bible said, whatever you sow, whatever man sow it, that shall he also reap. It's gonna come, but
yeah,
you don't know when it's coming.
It's always gonna be that, and then you gonna get somebody that gonna work their tail off, and everybody gonna say, "Oh, that kid gonna make it," and he may not make it to the league because his skill set may not be just at that point to where they think they could do something with it. But he worked hard, he put the time in, he grinded like everybody else, but he just didn't make it to the league. But and it ain't no bad thing, because I guarantee you this, if he has grinded and he has put the work in to make it and the skill set wasn't good enough, but everything else was good enough, he gonna be successful in life.
And that's more important right there.
He can go to any company with those work ethics, those principles that he has aligned to become a great athlete, he gonna be good. And real estate, he gonna be good in financing. He gonna be good at owning his own company. He gonna be good at whatever it is he do. Working at McDonald's, he's gonna be good because he's gonna understand what hard work is, perseverance, dedication, teamwork. He gonna understand all that.
That's true. That's true. And I know, you know, it's a lot of kids, man, that you know, we just had the draft, and a lot of kids didn't even make it in the draft, man. And just understanding that principle right there, you know, I mean, there's still life after football, or there's still life even though you don't make it to that level, because everybody don't make it to that level.
Right.
You know, and it's,
and even the ones that make it, I mean, like, listen, it was over for me one day. It was over for Barry Sanders one day. It was all the greats. One day it was over. One day it was over, and it's going to come. The key to it is just have more victories than you had losses.
Oh man, that's good. That's good. That's good. Wow. Do you have your I know you got your area shot up with all of your awards and everything, man. I know you got your room, man. I know you got your room, Sajo.
No, man, we haven't been too long ago moved, and we got a couple things up, but we still got some of the stuff still packed away and them zip, them whatever you call them, vacuum pack things.
Wow.
So we slowly but slowly moving stuff out.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. Man, how's the wife, man? How's the wife, bro?
She's well. She's well. Everybody's well.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Everybody's well, man. She's holding it down.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I just, man, I just really, you know, I thank God for you, man. I thank God for you, and you know, we definitely got to get together, and after this pandemic mess is out the way, man, you know, we definitely got to get together again, man. You know, we got to get the family together, and just do some stuff, man. Just do some
definitely
stuff, you know. Yeah. Sometimes my wife asks me, "You talking to Donnell lately?" No, I got to call him, and then that way you see me calling. That's what I call.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. If Mother's Day roll by and I don't get no phone call from you, it's gonna be a problem.
Whoa, you gonna turn it out on me, huh? Wow. Man, I got to do
some
that.
Oxtail, and I want me some oxtails and collard greens.
I gotta make that happen for you, man. I gotta make that happen, Cameron. You know, we gotta make that happen for you, man. Boy, I tell you, I thank God for you, man. And you know, it has really been a pleasure. We gotta do this again. But you know what I would really like, man? I would really like to have another day on this line where we had like at the church, and we just have guys to just talk to the young people, man. You know, you guys are just talk to the young people and just communicate, man. I think that would be phenomenal for us to do that. You know, I would love to put something like that together.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Yeah. Just set it up, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. People of God, thank you for listening on this day. This is Apostle Keith Williams on Victory Praise Radio broadcast with my dear good friend, Donnell Bennett. And we thank God for him. And I want you all to know to always walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Because it's already done. Enjoy this song from Mark Sand. All you have to do is win. God bless you, people of God. We'll see you again on Thursday night.
give you my soul, I give you my all, I give you everything that means something to me, because you show me your love on Calvary. You